Hey everybody, this is your boy Jeff Devante coming to y'all from Melanin Theory. Now, before we start the episode today, I just really wanted to shed a light on those young black individuals who have recently been murdered within our society by civilians and unfortunately police. Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, most recently George Floyd, and all of those in the past as well. Eric Garner, Tamir Rice, Philando Castile. And if I'm missing any names, especially if it's most recent, please inform me and let me know. But I just wanted to give my heart and my prayers out to those family and friends of those who have been killed, and also to the black community around the world, and let you know that now is our time to really stand tall, really stand strong, and stand together. But that being said, I just want to take a moment of silence before we get into this episode. I appreciate y'all taking that time with me and giving those respects. If anybody needs to talk about anything, if anybody wants to vent, if you just need a shoulder to lean on, please, please, please do not hesitate to hit me up in my DMs on social media. Or if you have my personal number, please go ahead and hit my line. That being said, I hope that this episode kind of brings some positivity to y'all. Let's go ahead and get into it. I'm looking forward to doing A, B, C, and D so that way I can get to F, G, E or F. Oh, God, I don't even know my alphabet. Oh, man, that's terrible. What is good? What's popping? What's happening? It is your boy Jeff Devante coming to y'all with season 2. It is finally here. It's happening. It's going down. I'm excited. If you can't tell, man, I'm so glad to be here. Let me just go ahead and start off by saying thank you to all of my listeners. Thank you to the people who have subscribed. Thank you to those who have told other people about this podcast. Thank you for even just clicking, maybe even on the profile or the link in my bio and just checking it out. I wouldn't be able to do any of this without y'all, frankly, because then I would not have an audience and I would just be talking to myself. But I appreciate and love each and every one of y'all, and I'm very thankful for y'all. So we here, we made it, we did it together. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy and I'm thankful. But enough of the ramblings. Enough of the nons. We finna go ahead and get into the episode. Today we are talking about finding yourself ... again. I feel like, and I can't speak for everybody, you know what I'm saying? I can only speak for myself, but I know for at least myself, I've kind of been through the process, or I would like to think that I've been through this process of trying to find myself, trying to figure out, you know, who I am, what I want, what I like, and all this other stuff, just learning myself. And, you know, I think the first time that I went through it, I was 22. I'm 25 now, but I was 22. You know what I'm saying? I had just kind of started to really get it into gear when it came to school and like really actually putting my best foot forward. And I was learning a lot of new things when it came to, you know, how to be successful in school. I was, you know what I'm saying, I was you know, meeting some great people who were putting me in great positions in my life. You know, I felt good about myself. I was taking a lot of black studies courses, and my AA, you know, is in black studies. And so I was really learning a lot. But now here I am 3 years later at 25, and I'm realizing that the person that I thought I was might not be the person that I want to be. You feel me? It might not be the person that and it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not a negative thing. It's not like, oh, this is, you know, I'm becoming a terrible person. But it's like maybe some of the habits that I, you know, some of the habits that I have, I'm like, I don't want those habits anymore. Some of the ways that I used to handle things in the past, I don't want to handle things in that fashion anymore. And so I've been going on this small journey, you know what I'm saying, finding myself again. And it really just started with, you know, kind of even back in December. December 14th, I had kind of gone through a few little a few little moments of growth and stuff like that. And so on December 14th, I decided, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna lock my hair. You know what I'm saying? And locking my hair, as far as my hair goes, honestly, it's been the best decision that I've ever made. And I love where it's going and the growth that is going through, because I'm kind of looking at it as the more that my hair grows and changes and, you know, it connect with each other and all that stuff. Like, I'm personally going through a lot of growth in my life as well, too. But doing the whole locking process has really shown me that my patience was trash. Was terrible. I used to think that I was really patient person, and I mean, some people might tell you, you know, Jeff, yeah, you know what I'm saying, you were pretty patient, but I feel like my patience has only grown since then, and where I am now compared to where I was. And you know what, I'm not gonna say that my patience was trash, but it definitely needed work. And I'm happy that I'm on the right path to getting to where I want to be when it comes to my patients. You know, my hair has taught me that things don't happen overnight. Of course, doing the research and going through and trying to figure out what would work best for my hair, how the process is going to work, the time that it's going to take. I already knew it's not going to be an overnight thing. I already knew, okay, my hair's not going to lock after a week. But even knowing all of that, actually having to wait for it to lock up, actually having to wait for, you know, and see what products are gonna be the best for my hair, actually having to wait, you know what I'm saying, for the budding process to start and everything like that, it's really shown me that patience can take you very far. Because you might think that you have patience, you know what I'm saying, because you haven't necessarily had to wait for something for more than a day or two. But when you have to start realizing, you know what I'm saying, when you have to start waiting for things to happen and it takes months, years for it to happen, that's when your patience is really tested. That's when it's really comes down to the wire, and it's like, all right, are you able to hold on to the faith that you have in whatever it is that, you know, that this situation or that A, B, C, and D is gonna work out. You know, this whole lock process is really shown me that patience is something that I need to work on. And even just, you know, not just with my hair, but just in life in general. And it's also opened a lot of other opportunities for me to realize and see, dang, I'm changing as a person. You know, when I was younger, I'm not gonna front, I was that black person. People would be like, oh my god, your hair is so nice, and they would want to, you know, touch my hair and all this other stuff. And but because of who I was back then, I was the type of person where I was like, well, I don't like conflict, I don't like confrontation, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to whatever the case may be. But not anymore. Now it's like, bro, I will fight you if you try to touch my hair. I don't care who you are. I don't even care if you're black. You know what I'm saying? You could be another black person. But it's like, you know, have that respect for me to at least ask and say, hey, can I touch your hair? And if I tell you no, then you have to take that. But it's something that I realized, like, I'm a very vocal person now. If I don't like something, I'm going to tell you, or I'm going to say something. It's not going to be disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it in a way that's going to hurt your feelings or everything like that. But, you know, it's shown me that I can be very vocal and still be respectful. And if people don't respect the respect that I'm given, hey, that's on you. It sounds like a you problem. You feel me? But at the end of the day, like, this whole finding yourself again and really learning about me again, it's just been awesome, because it's really helping me kind of progress in life. But at the same time, it's showing me that the old habits, the old personality, and again, it's not overall, it's not like me overall is changing, but the habits that I did have, certain habits, certain things that I did, certain mannerisms that I had, whatever the case may be, I'm starting to realize that those aren't going to help me continue on my journey to be a better person that I want to be. Those aren't going to help me you know what I'm saying, in life and continue to be on this path of growth that I've been going on. And so finding myself again has just been a really awesome thing, and it's something that I'm happy I embraced. I could have easily shied away from it. I could have easily been like, it's too hard, I don't want to do that, I don't want to have to make these decisions that I'm gonna have to make. But at the end of the day, it's like you have to realize, what do you really want? My dad once told me way long ago, he said, you're gonna have to do what you don't want to do in order to get where you want to be. And for the longest time, I was thinking, man, that means I'm going to have to make decisions that I don't want to make in order to get where I want to be. And I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to suffer now. And so that way I can prosper later and all this other stuff. But that doesn't necessarily mean that. So what I'm doing is I'm taking it and I'm flipping it, because sometimes you do have to do what you or sometimes you do have to do things you don't want to do to get where you want to be. But once you start to actually do those things, you start to realize how much it's helping you progress in life. And the things that you don't want to do start to turn into things that you actually want to do, because you know it's going to get you where you want to be. And so it's just been a really awesome journey, and I'm very thankful for, you know what I'm saying, the opportunities that I've had to grow. I'm thankful for the people in my life who have, you know, called me out on certain things and pointed to me like, hey, I think this is something that you might want to work on. Because without those people and without them kind of bringing it to my attention, I probably would have never, you know what I'm saying, I would have never made those strides. So to those of you, you know who you are. Thank you. I appreciate y'all so much, and I love y'all. That's all I gotta say on the topic today. We made it through. We're here. Episode 1 is finna be in the books. I appreciate y'all for listening. We did it. We got it. We made it. It's been amazing. You know what I'm saying? Season 2, we've got a lot more things in store, which kind of brings me to the next thing. Before I sign off, you feel me? There is one thing that I want to start doing, and I want to start answering questions that y'all might have. So whether that's a question that you have about the episode that just aired, whether you have a question, you know, in general that you just want to ask, what I'm going to start doing is at the end of every episode, I'm going to answer 3 questions picked at random that people have asked from last episodes. So meaning this episode, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying it now. Go ahead and send me your questions. Send them to my Instagram. You can go ahead and follow me at melanin_theory. That's M-E-L-A-N-I-N underscore T-H-E-O-R-Y. You can go ahead and hit me up. You can DM me. You can put it under one of my posts. But go ahead and ask a question. And then what I'm going to do is at the end of next week's episode, I'm going to go ahead and pick 3 of those questions, and I'm going to answer them on the episode. They could be questions about me. They could be questions about the podcast. Like I said, they could be questions about maybe something that you want me to talk about or answer from last week's episode, whatever the case may be. But I want y'all to feel free to ask me any questions that y'all want. That being said, you already know what it is. It's your boy Jeff Devante from Melanin Theory. I appreciate y'all listening. And just remember, stay awesome, stay positive, stay black. If you're not black, stay you, be dope. Peace.